96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. In the midst of the national political discussions about immigration and what America will look like, there is a subtext that businesses and organizations are paying a lot of attention to. What will those businesses and organizations look like, and how will that impact the bottom line? August is Diversity and Inclusion Month, and we're looking at what that means for those businesses and organizations. My guests are Eric Guthrie, president and CEO of Better Me, Better We, and author of Diversify or Die. Also with us, Sean Talley, a human resource expert. If you have a question or comment about businesses, organizations, and how they address the issue of diversity and inclusion, give us a call. Phone number 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or The Daily Drum, WHUR. Sean, good to see you. Eric, thanks for coming on to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, Diversify or Die. That's some tough stuff. Explain that.
Well, I entitled the book Diversify or Die because I wanted to catch the attention of the reader. I wanted them to understand that diversity and inclusion is so important. If you don't evolve with the new economy, with the global economy, with the global change in social media and communications, someone will do it faster than you. And when that happens, you have one step towards extinction. So Diversify or Die is really more of a warning to say, if you don't diversify, this is what waits for you. And there's proof of that. There's companies that have actually not diversified, and they've been found through audits and through other third-party investigations that have not diversified. And because of that, they went out of business.
Give me an example of that.
Nokia is probably the most prominent example. They were the world's largest cell phone maker in the 90s. And Forbes did an analysis of, you know, why they failed. And the number four reason was lack of diversity on their corporate board, on their leadership team, and you know, how they communicated with the community. And as a result, other cell phone makers just zoom right by them. And next thing you know, they're gone.
Sean, give me a working definition of the difference between diversity and inclusion, because often they are used interchangeably.
Good point. So diversity really refers to the mix of people that you have, whereas inclusion really talks about the culture. So inclusion is really you taking the opportunity as an organization to make sure different people of different mindsets feel as though they can extract all their potential and be everything that they can be. So going back to some of these examples that he talked about before, because a lot of times people think of diversity as something for minorities, something for females, something like that. But really, I think the point that he's making is Diversify or Die, it's a business imperative. It's not just something you're doing to try to help people out. It's something you're doing as a business. So another example that people can use is you think about something like Netflix versus, I'll show my age, Blockbuster, okay? And so if you think about it, Netflix was an organization that was created not so long ago, but they actually wanted to be acquired by Blockbuster. They actually went to Blockbuster and asked them to acquire them. But the point is, when you lack diversity, you lack that diversity of thought, which means you create these bubbles for yourself. And what happens is these organizations, such as Nokia, they basically end up not being able to think past the experiences and backgrounds of the people that they have at the table, meaning if you have one type of person, one type of background, you've recruited from the only school and people that know the same people, chances are they're going to come up with the same ideas. And so if you can't think past the fact that, okay, maybe there's a different way that people might want to get movies, say in the Blockbuster example, that's where you're going to get left in the dust. And as you mentioned, there's tons of examples of companies falling flat on their face because they did not diversify their train of thought.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about diversity and inclusion. Of course, August August is Diversity and Inclusion Month. What does that mean for businesses? What does it mean for organizations? And if they do not diversify, does that eventually mean the demise of those businesses or organizations? If you have a call or a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Richard, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Go right ahead.
Great. I'd just like to piggyback on what was just said. Well, you have a whole new America now, which you've had for quite some time. Everything, you know, just like in life, there's only one thing that's guaranteed, which is death. So diversifying is not with every business you have. You know, you have cable TV, which serves. You have Direct. You have all kind. You have Cox. You have a lot of them haven't diversified, and they still make it. But you know, certain things you definitely have to diversify on, because you're catering to all different kinds of cultures that are here in America now, which is. America now is a place of every culture, every walk of life. And
well, let me stop you there, Richard, because I want to be clear about what we're talking about. You mentioned DirecTV and you mentioned Cox, for example. We're talking about the people that work within those organizations and not the infrastructure of those organizations. But, Sean, you had something you wanted to share.
Yeah, and hopefully this will kind of reset it. Things a little bit. So back in the late 80s, there was an organization called the Hudson Institute think tank, and they came out with this report called Workforce 2000. And essentially in this report, they did what anybody could have done, basically looked at demographic data, live births, college acceptance rates, all that sort of things. And they came up with what we all know of today as being, okay, more women were entering colleges, and thus they were going to be entering workforces after that with degrees, more minorities, older workers, that sort of thing. So what they did is pulled all this data together, and they kind of spit this report up at the end, which is essentially said that back in the late 80s, if you had a typical organization, 8.5 out of 10 of those management positions would have gone to a white male. Okay. What they were saying, because of, again, of all these demographic factors that we discussed, by around the year 2020, only about 6.5 of those jobs would be able to go to a white male, just because not enough of them have been born or educated to be able to take those managerial jobs. So the question is, who's going to fill those other 3.5 positions? So that's where diversity comes in. If you have an organization that is not inclusive, that allows a woman or an older worker or somebody from a different background to reach their full potential, that's where you're going to be hurt. So let's think about IBM, number one IT company in the 80s, right? And remember what the IBM man looked like. He was a short-cut hair. He wore the blue or black suit, always clean cut, all that. That's who you had to be. That's what you had to look like to work for IBM. But then along come Microsoft and Google, and they say, you know what? You can have a ponytail and live in your mom's basement, and, you know, it doesn't matter what you look like. As long as you can write code, we want you. Mm-hmm. So that's how these sorts of companies have been able to diversify and not die, because they were able to attract the best people, not just get hung up on what they look like or where they came from.
Richard, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about diversity in business and in organizations. Can businesses, for example, afford not to diversify? So, Eric, how is it that a company can first start to realize that perhaps on at least say that we need to take a look at it, or at worst, we have a problem?
Well, the first, there's two big groups to look at. First is your employee base. Who are your employees? What are demographics? What are the ages? What are their races, genders, sexual orientation? And look and see who's working for you. And look and see at what point in time, as you climb up that ladder of, you know, importance and leadership in the organization, do those numbers begin to decrease, and why? And if that's the case, then you need to look at the truth, which is there are qualified people that fit in those positions, why aren't they coming up the chain? And look at your retention rates. If you have a high retention of white males but low retention of everybody else, if everyone's leaving your organization, why is that? There could be great talent that's leaving your organization because you're not giving them the opportunity to rise up the ranks and be promoted based on their performance into a position which they're qualified. And the other group is your client base or your customer base. Who are your customers? And if your customers are predominantly a diverse community and your employer population, especially leadership, does not represent that community, are you connecting with your customers in the best way possible? Do they understand the customers such that they can get more money, more services, more goods sold to them and make your company more profitable?
But with that said, what if you are already, as a company or an organization, already sitting at the top of the heap and that your customer base appears to be happy, even though the leadership or the administration of the organization, whether it's customers, whether they're serving a specific clientele, if you're doing okay, why should I worry?
Because the top of the heap is only going to be there as long as someone's not going to climb up faster and do more and better than you are. A lot of companies spend a lot of time and money in R&D and research and manufacturing to build a product. And once they get there, they say, oh, we're here. We can now relax and we can, you know, live off the laurels of all of our work and not worry about any more investment or any more work or any more diversity and inclusion. Well, what happens when somebody like, for example, in the 80s, when the American car automobile company was going in bankruptcy because of the Japanese cars? And we were at the pinnacle back then. Japanese cars just zoomed right past us. And they had to rethink everything, even how they manufactured. So in that process of looking where you are and where other people are coming up beside you, if you're being outpaced by somebody, you are no longer at the peak. Your peak is only for as long as you say you are. And then you have to say, what's the future look for? What is the future going to be for our organization? And take that and take diversity and inclusion, merge the two, and make it the future of your organization.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. What does diversity or inclusion look like in your workspace, in your office, at your business? And if you own a small business and are looking to hire others, is that something that you are thinking about? If so, let's talk about it. If not, why not? Again, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. 30 seconds before my break, Sean, you were going to make a comment?
Sure. You talked about the businesses being on top. And just to show that you say you can't rest on your laurels, you know, let's think right now that the number one retailer in the company, Amazon, does not own a single store. The number one transportation company, Uber, doesn't own a single car. And the number one accommodations company, Airbnb, doesn't own a single lot of land. So we have to, nobody can be safe. Nobody can rest on their laurels and think that things aren't going to change.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about diversity. Diversify or die, that's what the author of this new book says. Is that something that businesses and organizations can afford not to do? We're going to be back in just a bit. Janice calling from D.C., Ebony calling from Maryland. We're going to talk to you next. Please do not hang up. You'll be able to hear the program, and I'll pick up your call in just a bit. So stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a few seconds.